You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my darling cherished ducklings. I'm Perry Lyons. This is Moonstruck TV and A1R Radio. It's great to be back. We're doing a sort of a hit single version rather than the extended play. So today's going to be a shorter show than usual. So make sure we all talk very fast. I'm a New Yorker. That'll come easy to me. I'm just so happy to see you. And quickly, we're going to do the psychic tarot weather, which is just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. I'm going to pick three cards, and each card is, if the cards represent sort of vibe for the week, both personally and bigly. So first card is today. Second card is sort of the weekend. Third card is until next Wednesday, when it all starts again. Ready? Okay. First card is, oh, interesting. This is a wounded healer card. As you can see, this guy has been hit by 8 sticks behind him, which is not good. We don't like being hit by 8 sticks. But he has a bandage in his head, and he's holding his own stick. And this might mean that if you're going through a hard time, or if you're going through sort of a pattern that you've been through before and is feeling like, am I ever going to fix this? The answer is yes. When you get this card, you're breaking out of an old pattern. It might be a lifetime pattern, but you're regaining your own power, and this pattern no longer has power over you. Ooh, I love doing that. It's so fun. Okay. Ooh, second card. Very interesting. Second card. Now, the Hermit card is not what it seems. You're not going to be alone. You're not going to be badly dressed at night holding a lantern, unless that's a personal preference of yours, in which case, knock yourself out. What the Hermit card means is now is a time to listen to your inner voice above all. Prioritize your own truth. If people are telling you, you know, I like you, but you're a small yellow marmoset named Charlie, and you know that you're not, in fact, a small yellow marmoset named Charlie. Even though in the past you might have agreed with him, am I a strangely shaped marsupial? No, I'm not. So now is your time to back away from other people's opinions, other people's expectations, and you don't have to back away from other people unless they smell bad, in which case, knock yourself out. But it is time to trust your own truth. And then finally, after you trust your own truth, it's a very transformative week, a lot of stuff going on astrologically, a lot of stuff going on in general, but take heart. This is hopefully as bad as it gets. Things are about to take an upswing. You're about to discover your inner magician. And that happens after we honor our own truth and we step back into our own power. The magician is the card of manifesting. I don't like using that word because everybody uses it all the time and it drives me crazy, but I'm going to use the M word. So there you go. This card is you stepping into your own power and aligning yourself with your higher self. And it's just going to happen naturally. You don't have to try. You don't have to do anything. You just have to tell your truth, listen to your inner self, and just keep putting one foot in front of another, okay? Okay, we have, was it Linda? My screen's a little... What was that? Oh, Lindy, what a great name. Hi, lovey.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I really like that. Where are you calling from?
From Australia, from the Gold Coast, Australia.
Oh, I'll be right over.
Queensland, Australia. Yeah.
I miss Australia so much.
Nice and sunny today.
What's that?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Come on over. Careful what you wish for. I'll be under your couch by Thursday. So, my love, I like to connect to people. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. Mm-hmm. When is your birthday?
The 3rd of June.
Oh, look at you, little Gemini. Cool.
We love Gemini.
Yeah, little, yeah.
We're very pro Gemini show here. Okay.
Do you need the year?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm so sorry. One more time.
Do you want the year or just the date?
No, just the day. Don't ask, don't tell.
Just the day. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good that way. All right, my little Lindy. It feels like there's a question at the top of your head you're a little shy about asking. And that's what I want you to ask. So how can I help you?
Oh, really? Okay, well, maybe, well, I was going to ask about my daughter, but,
because
I'm a bit worried about her, but.
I can see why. How old is she now?
35.
Yes, you sound like you're 23. Are you sure this is your daughter, or not just somebody walking by?
No. I just think she's 23.
She's a complicated girl. She's very loving, but she's also very sensitive. Yes. And sometimes she can be so sensitive that she can almost hold people at a distance. She finds it hard to receive help. She's good at giving help, but sometimes it's hard for her to receive advice, right?
Yeah.
And she is going through, she's going through a life crisis. She's going through a big change. What I can tell you is that she is going to be okay. She just, right now, it's, Oh God. She have two kids?
She has two kids, and her partner's not been helpful. And I was just wondering whether they're going to get back together. Whether that's
no,
not over, because
I don't want to even know. I'll give you a nice New York Jewish word for her partner. Guy's a schmuck. She's better off without him. Sorry.
Okay. So you think he won't come back in the picture? Totally.
Here's the thing. She's a really good person, and people like her, like you. I'd like to think like me. Good people tend to see the best in other people and give them too many chances. And he's going to take advantage of that because he's not a nice guy. I think he's charming. I think he's funny. I think he's bright, but I think he's a schmuck. And if you don't know the word, what it sounds like is what it is. She needs somebody who listens to her. He doesn't. He just doesn't. And somebody who takes care of her rather than kind of pretends to take care of her.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for her. But, it's a little bit complicated.
I think they're going to go back and forth for a little while. He doesn't like letting go of people. Mm. So even if he's moved on, he's still going to keep her bookmarked. So he'll come back just enough to keep her hopeful. And I don't want that. It's none of my business, but I really like her. And she's lovely.
Yeah.
Certainly. What day is her birthday?
Sorry?
What day is her birthday?
Oh, the 23rd of November.
Okay. She's got some good luck coming up. It's going to be a good time for Sagittarius's for a little while. So if she can just sort of stay strong, not forgive him too often. There's somebody coming towards her in February or March who I think will give her the respect, first of all, the care, and the actual love she deserves. I think this was, I mean, they're not married, but I think this was the equivalent of her starter marriage. I think it's going to come to an end sooner or later if she can just kind of sit... If she can make the decision that it's over for her and stick by that, things will get better faster. But she really loves this guy, and she does have two kids with him.
Yeah, she loves him, but she must be disappointed in him.
All he does is disappoint.
Yeah.
I mean, that's he's kind of a textbook narcissist. I know people throw that word around a lot. He actually is. He does something that narcissists do called future faking, where he sort of says what things are going to be great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And boop, doesn't happen. And when it doesn't happen, he somehow blames her. So, however, she's got some, she's very talented. I've got 2 minutes. I'm going to talk really fast. Is she talented in the visual arts, or is she good at, I think she'd be a very good teacher. I'm also getting that she's an artist of some kind. Is that some,
She's creative. She's very creative. Yeah. Like at the moment, she's got the two children, and one's probably a little, you know, a little bit on the spectrum maybe. And so it's hard. She's exhausted all the time, and I try and help as much as I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, her partner's just flipping around doing what he wants, not even in the country anymore.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's Indonesian. He's not from here. And it's hard. No. It's hard just even watching it.
Oh, God. But here's the thing. A therapist friend of mine said, a child is okay growing up if she has at least one parent who tells the truth. And so even if the other parent's wacky. So her kids are going to be okay because she's swell. And she's got you. And I'm not blowing smoke because I'm not trying to borrow money. And I already know you like me because I like you. So this is the truth. Just keep being there for her in the way you've been. You tell her the truth. You're very gentle. You reflect your best self back to her. That is the best thing you can do. And you're already doing it. Keep doing that. And she, hand to heart, she's going to be okay. By February, March, she's going to be, I think, pretty much out of this. And I think somebody's coming along who sees what a freaking jewel she is, because she is. I really like her. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah. That does help. So do you think she'll move overseas or do you think she'll stay in Australia?
Oh, she's going to stay in Australia. She's going to say she'll move overseas. She's going to stay in Oz. Because who wouldn't? It's fabulous. I would live there. In fact, if you have a single friend who wants to get married and who's Australian, have them call me, because I want to get married to an Australian and move there legally.